that this is the day that Jesus will come for his people and take them to heaven.
On May 21, 2011, it's going to start with a huge earthquake. It's going to do two things. First of all, the purpose of the earthquake is to open up all of the graves of anyone who has died in the past 13,000 years.
As I said, my seventh-month-old, I don't know where he stands with God. And I have a three-year-old daughter who I don't know where she stands either. We talked about heaven and the glorious nature of heaven and how wonderful it will be in the new heavens and new earth. In fact, we memorize verses, and one of the verses we memorize has to do with the new heavens and new earth. So,
and so the world is going to be a horrible place with millions of bodies thrown out of the grave, as well as the there's people dying by the millions every day, and their bodies, there'll be nobody to bury them because it's happening all over the world. A glorified spiritual body.
We'll have balanced the books.
A glorified spiritual body. Two things are going to happen. All of those who died as true believers, their bodies will be resurrected.
So we end that benefits culture once and for all, and make sure that work will...
whatever is left.
Alarm clock Britain. So we end that benefits culture once and for all. And make sure that work will be. Alarm clock Britain.
We talk about heaven and the glorious nature of heaven and how wonderful it will be in the heavens and the earth. In fact, we memorize verses, and one of the verses we memorize has to do with the new heavens.
The bones or the dust, whatever is left.
The nation's credit card had been maxed out.
All of the bodies of those who have died and had died unsaved, their bodies are going to be thrown out like manure on the ground.
We didn't take the easy path, but we did take the right path.
Their bodies are going to be thrown like manure on the ground.
So we end that. that benefits culture once and for all. Make sure that work will all... We didn't take the easy path, but we did take the right path.
There, buddy. Like manure on the ground. It's gonna be just total desperation. It's gonna be just total desperation.
And I turned around to see the voice that was speaking. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were white like wool, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars. And out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance. Ghost, as his ectoplasmic finger, pulpy and questing up my ass, probing my guts, tuning into the thrum of my blood. It's trying to trace the umbilical back. It wants to come home. Blowing home the same shape of pale lips curled round, sucking on emptiness. It's formed in lust and gone. It mouths this silently as if behind glass. I have a city somewhere beneath my solar plexus. A constant cushion. I'm silting up with streets. Brimming with masonry, memory, and alcohol. Patchworked, palimpsested, street strata visible one through the other. I remember when this was all filled. They took a city and rebuilt it exactly down to the last legend corners and called it. Bright, sandblasted facades. Except the shadows don't fit! The shadows don't fit! The shadows don't fit! And they called it heritage. Except the shadows don't fit. Set. Shadows don't fit.
Shadows don't fit. Crow-like is flapping over coach shot. Doesn't women's sights. He thinks about how buildings fall, about how the flesh liquesces and then at times rises. Walking, kicking at pigeons, picking at splinters, scabbed hands. He crosses the path. Walking, picking at splinters, kicking at pigeons, scabbed pavement, picking at bag ends, spare change. Whatever was left loose to rattle and fall free. And he sees remainder of the fall, remainder of the rapture that didn't happen. He sees ectoplasm on the bushes and on railings. An army of ghosts left out to bleach and dry, whisper and rattle in the deep wind. Gesture curled and held against itself, little boy posture he knows against the blood sky. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw a holy city! The new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven and prepared as a bride adorn for her husband. And he sees ghosts, ectoplasm, red, a bright jaw, bleach. Strangle or devour? Does it garrot or swallow? I don't know. But if it asks you, if it asks you anything, say nothing. Say nothing. Does it chew and swallow? Does it throttle and drag you whole into a hole? I don't know, so run! Fuck! It's a sphinx! Fuck! It's a sphinx! Strange, archaic smile. The ironic eyebrow. A question presupposes a presence. Presupposes a body of truth. And another body to respond to it. But let's face it. Four legs. Two legs. Three legs. Makes no sense. If it asks you anything, say nothing. Fuck! It's a sphinx! Fuck! It's a sphinx! Does it chew and swallow, drag you whole? Into a hole, I don't know. If it asks you anything, say nothing.